You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
7:33 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Mike Preston, it's time for your report card. Lamar Jackson.
C-. And for those people who keep saying I should grade him differently because he's a different kind of quarterback, that's why I got a C-. Because if I had to just grade him as a pure quarterback thrower.
I was going to say that's generous. C- is generous. But yeah, when you put it that way, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, his grade would have been a lot lower. Running back.
Can I just stop 1 second? Is he getting more passes batted down than other quarterbacks?
That would be interesting to compare.
It just the eye seems to tell me that he's constantly getting the ball at least nicked, you know. So they get a hand on him a lot.
I have to check that. That's might happen. Might be happening. Yeah.
Okay. Running backs.
Devontae Freeman. I thought he played well. I mean, the guy looked different, fresher, lighter, had outside burst. I gave him a B-. Offensive line. In the first half, the Ravens had the ball for 23 minutes.
I know.
That's impressive. I mean, 23 minutes, but you only come out with a 7-3 lead.
Yeah.
That's not impressive. And, I mean, the angles they had, their guards were pulling well, a lot of misdirections, but pass blocking subpar. And I'm not blaming all of their problems, pass blocking those 7 sacks on their offensive line, but they get a C. Receivers. I'm glad to see Sammy Watkins get involved because I heard he wasn't very happy after last week, and I don't blame him. I mean, Lamar has got to stop the tunnel vision to Mark Andrews. And I know the receivers get ticked off because they were open and it just didn't get them the ball. But overall, because they're not having much of an impact, they get a C. Defensive line, I thought played well for about 2.5 quarters. But, man, you watch that game in the second half. I think Pittsburgh had 18 yards in the first half. They had 85 for the game or something close like that. They started wearing the Ravens' defensive front out and the front seven out in the second half of that game, especially in the fourth quarter, especially where they had those Le'Veon Bell-type runs where they would just freeze them and then he would pick the hole. And that's what you do to defenses that sometimes react and can overrun plays. They get a C. Linebackers, you know, last week we're talking about how good the outside linebackers were, but you knew they weren't going to have a huge impact because – the Steelers get rid of the ball quickly. They don't let you touch Ben. Inside, Bynes and Queen, just like the Ravens' defensive front. By the second half of that game, they were starting to melt down a little bit. And I think it's probably because the Steelers came out with that fast pace, no huddle offense, kind of tired them out. C-. Secondary, if you play against the Ravens and you stay short and they come up and make the tackles, they're going to win. But if you can scheme it up and go to play action – and you catch them a couple of times, especially on long balls across the middle, they struggle. And the Steelers, I was surprised that early in the game, they kept going with that stupid go route. Go, 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 and it's one-on-one. You're not going to beat the Ravens like that, but if you scheme it up a little bit and make them think, they wear down. Anthony Averett in the second half, his tackling was atrocious. Mm-hmm. Missed 3 tackles in the second half alone.
Bad in general.
Yeah. C-. Special teams, I gave him a B+. Rob, because let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm. Why you got to come after
Tucker,
me?
Because you always get on me about
say anything. Tucker didn't make that extra point at the end of the game.
I know. That's the part of the problem.
I didn't say anything.
You know, if he had put him on the field, he made that, I would have gave him an A.
Okay. A.
An A for hey. All right. But I thought their coverage on punt, kickoff return went well. I thought Devin Duvernay was close. One or two times to break in a kickoff return, but his punt returns, he's starting to go east and west again. Son, that doesn't work in the National Football League.
And that defensive penalty was terrible.
Oh, yeah.
By Duvernay?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, goodness. Man, it puts you on defense. You get put on defense for one play, and you get penalized. Come on, dude. Do better. All right. He's probably over there thinking, man.
Even on the sidelines, I'm getting yelled at.
Wasn't even out there.
It was 23, not 13.
And coaching, I thought the key going into the game was intensity. You know, especially after last week, the Ravens played the Cleveland Browns. Cincinnati trounced Pittsburgh. Could the Ravens match that intensity? Because the Steelers had a win. I mean, this was their season right here, and they did. Especially in the first half. I mean, they just dominated them. But you got to find a way to get Lamar comfortable reading these defenses. Pressure, and that's coaching. Part of that's coaching. You can put it all on Lamar if you want. But if you're in that situation, you know he's struggling. Make him feel comfortable defensively. On the back end, he's still giving up way too many big plays. They get a C.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.